A Muslim is one from whose tongue and hands Muslims are safe. Very comprehensive hadith in its meaning. Either you hurt someone through your tongue or you do through your hands. In schools, colleges, universities, workplace, at home, in friend circles, in private gatherings, outside in general gatherings, when we are invited somewhere, we'll find many people, neither through their tongue nor through their hands, other Muslims are safe. Yes, of course, you can find many people around you. When they'll sit, they'll start backbiting, start talking ill about others. Let me mention another important point here. And in case if you're present somewhere, then one of the rights of other Muslims upon you is that you protect their honor in their absence. In case if other people are talking ill about them and you're capable to stop that person from backbiting, then you should do so. Remember, it's one of your moral duties. You should help that Muslim brother who is absent by protecting his honor. You should try and stop. But nowadays, no one bothers. Instead, people enjoy doing backbiting as well as listening to it. It seems if they don't backbite, they'll have pain in their stomach. As soon as husband enters home, backbiting of neighbors or close relatives gets started. If not anything else, then children's faults and issues. I know certain issues need discussion. Now, in case husband wants to talk to children, then he'll be stopped. Why did you talk at first place if there wasn't any need to address? No, I just told you to feel light. No, dear, you're not feeling light. Rather, you're putting more burden on yourself. Burden of sins. Sadly, this has become our practice. Whether we are at home or at workplace, such negative discussions have become part of our life. When one colleague starts discussion with other, then after a few seconds or minutes, boss becomes the subject of that topic. Yes, he just entered. He's not in a good mood. It seems that he had fight at home. Allahu Akbar. A Muslim is one from whose tongue and hand Muslims are safe. Dear viewers, mostly when we talk to people and interact, we should be considerate in terms of their sentiments and emotions, because our tongue can hurt their feelings. And most of the times we end up hurting others more with our tongue than our hands. Dear Islamic brothers, we need to learn rights of our fellow Muslim brothers. This is very important. We need to seek this knowledge and implement it.